This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup in the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away. Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dug out empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing and Casey Madison here at Wright State University. It's the D4 Regional Championship in Southwest Ohio between the Rushi Raiders, 24-6 on the year, and the Southeastern Trojans, who are 15-9. Casey, it was pleasantly warm yesterday. Today it's unpleasantly hot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was a very comfortable day yesterday. It looks like it's supposed to get up to 92 today. So that is really going to be a challenge for some of these teams. You know, there's a 5 o'clock game after this, too. and it may be really scorching hot by then as well.
Wonder if Southeastern's got a little bit of an advantage, having played the earlier game yesterday. Rushi going extras well after 7 o'clock into the evening, having to come back to be here at noon the very next day for the regional title game.
Yeah, that is all his advantage. You also have the advantage, too, because after you've won, you get a chance to scout the other team right after as well.
There you go.
You're watching the next game, and you get to scout both teams, and you definitely want to play the first game of the two if you can.
Yesterday at Springfield, we saw singles die in the grass 150, 160 feet from home plate. Here at Wright State, it is turf everywhere, artificial from home plate all the way to the 400-foot sign and straightaway center.
And these guys aren't used to playing in this either, so that's going to be an adjustment for them. As you said, like, outfielders have a long way to go, and everything that hits doesn't die. It's just going to keep going.
Rushi Raiders mustered just 4 hits yesterday. Got a run. Got 4 runs, I should say, on 1 hit in the 8th inning to win its game by a score of 4-0 over a very stubborn club from Burn Union, Sugar Grove near Lancaster. Burn Union gave Rushi all it could handle. The Raiders had opportunities to get base hits and produce 4 or 5 runs in the first 4 or 5 innings. Couldn't get it done. That's been a challenge for Rushi over the last month. The timely hits have not been there. They were the first half of the season, although had it not been for a big two-bagger by Braden Monnet against Newton in the district championship, the Raiders would have been ousted in that game and wouldn't be here today. Good to see Hayden Quinter get off the snide. He had a big ground ball single to open up the scoring. He knocked in 2 runs in the 8th inning yesterday for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier is on the bump. The big sophomore right-hander pitches for Rushi here this afternoon. He's got a strikeout per walk ratio of 7-1, batting average against 208, 31 innings. He throws a ball for every 2 strikes. He's been up around 83, 84 MPH, and he was as fast as he's been all year in the district championship game won by Rushi over Miami Valley Christian at Miamisburg. Cordonier threw hard, a one-hit gem against Miami Valley Christian. He's opposed here today by Garrig Cordial, a junior for Southeastern. 33 innings, 43 Ks on the year, has a no-hitter to his credit, 2.1 ERA. 0.8 whip, walks, hits per inning, 0.8. Cordial, like Cordonier, hits the baseball very well. Cordial at 424 on the year, Cordonier at 404. Both teams have good base hitters on their clubs. Cordial and Cordonier represent the power on these two teams, and they can be power pitchers as well. Expect a low-scoring game, I would think, if the two pitchers are on, much like the pitchers were on for 3 of the 4 teams that we covered yesterday.
Well, and that's not typical sometimes when you play the second game of, you know, back-to-back. Oftentimes it's the aces that dominate that game, and then oftentimes the second game is an offensive scoring machine, because it's always the number 2s or number 3s that are thrown in the next game. But you're right. These two teams are stacked with starting pitching.
Yep, these two number 2s pitching today are like 2 1.1s. If they're not the aces of the staff, they're A-minus right behind the top 2 pitchers. Of course, Flippo Ferrucci yesterday was phenomenal. 8 innings, splendid throwing. He was magnificent on the mound for the Rushi Raiders, going the distance, 8 innings in that 4-0 extra inning win over Burn Union. We'll return with more in just a few minutes. We'll give you our starting lineups when we come back. It is a hot, sunny afternoon here at Wright State. Wind blowing in from left field. In fact, it's blowing from the left field corner to the right field corner. It could be a factor on balls hit to right center or right field here this afternoon. Back in a couple of moments, Jack Kramer along with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing at Wright State. It's Rushi Southeastern Regional Championship. Has stayed in the Final Four, or I should say what's at stake here is a berth in the Final Four next Thursday at Akron against the winner of the Delta St. John-St. Henry game. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureComm in Minster, SecureComm. Online at SecureComm.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Once again, Jack Kramer with Casey Madison and Brian Billing here at Wright State University. About 15 minutes away from the first pitch of this game, a regional championship in D4 baseball between Rushi and Southeastern. Southeastern has won six in a row. Trojans were 9-9 at one point. They're now 15-9, having beaten Mechanicsburg, Madison Plains, Tri-County North, Springfield Catholic Central, Felicity Franklin, and Bradford yesterday, all in a row. Zach McKee, great performance by him on the mound, went the route for Southeastern. Much like Xavier Flippo of Rushi, two similar pitching performances. Each young man got ahead in the count. often with curveballs, then mixed in two-seamers and occasional change. And both starting pitchers, McKee and Flippo, on their game yesterday. Each team has got everybody else on the pitching staffs available during this heat here this afternoon. Rushi's won four in a row in tournament play. As I mentioned, the Raiders coming off a win yesterday, a district championship victory a week ago at Miamisburg that was pitched by Braylon Cordonier. One hitter by Braylon. He threw a lot of strong heat in that contest, and he'll be trying to throw smoke past Southeastern here today. He looked mighty good against Miami Valley Christian in that district championship win at Miamisburg. What adjustments, Casey, will defensive players have to make on this extremely fast turf? Didn't get a lot of opportunity in pregame to get a feel for it, did the players. It's going to be a work in progress during the course of the afternoon.
Yeah, well, one thing probably I would guess, too, is a lot of these guys play at a pretty advanced travel ball season, and some of them have probably experienced turf ball before.
Good point.
But the outfield is so big. It's bigger than a high school field that you're used to. It runs faster because of the turf. I think that's going to be one of the biggest issues for them. Also, when you pull the infield in, like trying to keep the runner from scoring, I think it's going to get on you so much quicker than you're used to.
Isn't that the truth? Woo! And hard ground ball singles have got a chance to creep up the gap into the alleys far enough to maybe allow batter runners to turn singles into doubles.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'd like to welcome our Rushi sponsors, Francis Manufacturing, which is brand new here on scoresbroadcast.com, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We say thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components indeed, and I think it's important to get on the scoreboard first, and then perhaps you can dictate play. Play small ball early on, a bunt or two. Southeastern had four sacrifice bunts in that 6-0 win over Bradford yesterday. That could be an objective of each team here today. Of course, we know Kevin Flippo's style. He'll play small ball with the best of them. In fact, he tried a suicide squeeze yesterday that resulted in a very close call out at the plate. Darren Routson, head coach of Southeastern, he'll move runners station to station all day long. Darren is in his first year head coach after Craig Isaac ran the ship last year. Both Craig and Darren have been together as a two-man team coaching at Southeastern for many years in the past. Key building components from the Francis Schulze Company help you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Remember, the finest building components come from Francis Schulze. There are key building components in this game today. Get runners on, move them over, and get them in. It could be a low-scoring game. A run or two could make the difference. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Managers and umpires meeting in home plate as we bring you our starting lineups. Rushi, the visiting team. Southeastern, the home team. By the way, the winner of this regional championship game here today would be the home team twice in the state semifinal and final, should they advance through to the championship contest. The Southwest region is at the top of the four regions in the state tournament bracket in Division Four. Southeastern's on the top line for this matchup here today. Rushi, thus the visiting team. Xavier Flippo, yesterday's complete game pitcher, starts at shortstop today. He's a senior. Zane Chappie in center field, batting second, a senior. Hitting third, Braylon Cordonier, the pitcher, a sophomore. Braden Monin, junior second baseman, bats fourth. Hayden Quinter, third baseman, a junior, fifth. Felix Francis, right fielder, a junior, batting sixth. Jude Counts, junior first baseman, batting seventh. Ross Fissinger, left field, a senior, eighth. And Cooper Unverfirth, catcher, freshman, batting ninth. For Southeastern, the pitcher leads off, Gary Cordial. He is a junior, a fine, hard thrower, right around 79-80. Braylon Cordonier for Rushi, perhaps a little better giddy up of 1 or 2 miles per hour more. But Cordial's on the bump for Southeastern, and he's thrown a no-hitter this year for the Trojans. Jacob Alderson, who played second base yesterday, catches today, bats second, the sophomore number two hitter. Austin Miller, right fielder, a senior, bats third. Zach McKee, yesterday's complete game pitcher for Southeastern, plays second base. It's cleanup. He's a junior, batting fifth. Kason Spears, third baseman, a senior, had the big two-run single off of Tucker Miller, who came in relief yesterday for Bradford. A big two-base, two-run scoring hit by Spears in the opening frame yesterday. Cole Walton plays left field, a junior, and he bats sixth. Cole Erskine plays first base and bats seventh. Aiden Harbich is the shortstop, a senior. He caught yesterday. Multiple position athlete. He's at shortstop, batting eighth. And batting ninth, Kyle Adkins, center fielder, a sophomore for Southeastern. Will be interesting to see, I think, Casey, how Rushi performs on the bases, running them, stealing them, bunting, moving people along, because the catcher for Southeastern, Jacob Alderson, has done a tremendous job behind the plate all year in Southeastern. Well known for keeping runners close at first base. And we saw the Trojans' defense in action yesterday. It was superb.
Yes, it was. And the one thing I was going to make a mention about this surface as well, Jack, is that, you know, bunting is going to be a challenge, I think, too. Because the bunt that you think was a soft bunt ends up being a hard roller to the infielder. So that's going to be a fine art today if anybody can lay down a couple good ones with that one.
Right. Moving runners along will be of significant value for these two teams here today. We'll return with our first pitch. It's coming up just around the corner following the playing of our national anthem and the public address introduction of starting lineups and both teams' rosters. Great day for baseball. Regional championship on the line. At stake is a berth in the state semifinal next Thursday at 4 in Akron against the St. Henry Delphi St. John's winner. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move. Move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The characteristics of Wright State Stadium, 400 to center, 330 down the lines, 377 in the gaps. And much like Springfield yesterday, a lot of room in foul territory, a good 75 to 80 feet from third base to the dugout, from first base to the dugout, a lot of foul territory down the lines. First pitch upcoming. It is Rushi and Southeastern Regional Championship Division 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
The Rushi Raiders come calling here in the top of the first inning. Rushi has not hit the ball over the last few weeks like the Raiders did in the first month of the campaign, in part due to the fact that Rushi enhanced its schedule as the season progressed. No question about that, playing the likes of Wapakoneta, for instance, late in the campaign on the road. Of course, played Fort Loramie twice in the Shelby County Athletic League, in which Rushi finished second with a mark of 10-2. Raiders own wins early in the year over Kettering Fairmont, 4-3 on the road, 6-4 at St. Henry. Rushi was victorious. And late in the season, defeated Marion Local by a count of 2-1. Xavier Flippo leads off. He steps in, batting from the right side for the Rushi Raiders. 333 on the year, 40 base hits, and 5'10 right-hander Garrig Cordial pours in a strike to start the contest. Open stance for Flippo, cocks the bat high. Cordial delivers, yes sir, above the belt, inside half of the plate, nothing and two. Cordial pushes 80 miles per hour, has a good off-speed curveball, and throws a two-seamer that will go in on the right-hand batter. And here he throws it right past Flippo. Look back at the mitt. It was in the glove of the catcher. Flippo took a swipe at it. He's down on three pitches to start this game. Impressive start, Casey.
Well, Cordial is not messing around, is he?
Here is Zane Chappie. 338 batting average for Chappie, looking at a strike at the knees over the heart. Cordial getting ahead. Four straight strikes by him. Nothing and one on Chappie. Outfield plays Zane straight away. Curveball bounces low and outside. 1-1. We anticipate a low-scoring game between two very good pitchers who are the second men in their rotations, but these two clubs are loaded with rich pitching among their staffs. High pop foul by Chappie, out of play, right side beyond the southeastern dugout. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Chappie. Here is Gary Cordial peering in to Alderson. His catcher gets the sign. It is a two-seamer in under the hands for a ball, 2-2. Third baseman for the Southeastern Trojans is Kason Spears, as Chappie flares a foul to the screen, hanging tough at 2-2. Spears at third. Shortstop Aiden Harbach. Harbach caught yesterday. Second baseman Zach McKee, who pitched yesterday. Here's a curveball dumped into short left center field by Chappie. Yes, it's a single. On one hop, it's fielded out there by Cole Walton in left for Southeastern. Good job of hitting by Chappie, who kept his hands back, Casey, and chipped the curveball over the shortstop's head for a nice one-baser.
Yeah, good two-strike hitting there. Just stayed alive and flipped it into left field.
So Chappie serves a single to left center. He's on it first. He is tops in steals on this club. Braylon Cordonier looks at a fastball knee-high outside corner strike. Braylon, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, slightly closed stance at the plate. Chappie at first, top of the first, no score. One down for Rushi as Gary Cordial stretches Here is a changeup off speed. It is hit off the fists by Cordonier into short right field. Should be a very easy play out there for Austin Miller, and it is. Two away.
Yeah, it's a nice curveball. Got it in on him. Cordonier tried to turn on it and got it off the fists.
Keys today at the plate for Rushi, I think, are how Cordonier and Quinter go. They've tailed off a little bit hitting in the last few weeks, and they are keys, batting third and fifth in this lineup, respectively. Cleanup batter, Braden Monin. He has been very hot at the plate. Slammed a double to right center yesterday. Had the game-winning blow, a right center field double against Newton in the district championship game, or I should say district semifinal. Cordial throws to first. Chappie is back with two down. He might be running. Harbage, the normal catcher, plays short today for Southeastern. Yesterday's second baseman is behind the plate as Monin looks at a curveball that floats just off the outside corner. Ball one. A ball, no strikes on Monin, who swings from the right side. Outfield straight away. There's a ball fisted and foul ground to the first baseman, who makes a leaping one-handed catch. Nicely done by Cole Erskine of Southeastern. Last two batters for the Raiders hit the ball off the knuckles and were retired easily. We go to the bottom of the first. Rushi nothing. Southeastern coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We return to Nishwit Stadium here at Wright State. No score for Rushi, top of the first. Did get a single, a flare to left center off the bat of Zane Chappie, but Casey, I thought the Southeastern pitcher, Gary Cordial, did a nice job jamming the bats of Rushi in that first frame.
He did, and for the most part, he got ahead of hitters, too, so he makes them hit his pitch.
Here we go. Braylon Cordonier on the bump for Rushi, and he throws a strike, pours one in right down the gut, heart of the plate, to the leadoff batter for Southeastern, who is Cordonier's counterpart here today, opposing pitcher Gary Cordial. Second pitch, a ball misses, one and one on Cordial. Wide open stance, then he brings that left foot toward the plate. Swings and misses, hit a high fastball, and that resembles the kinds of pitches that I saw Cordonier throw in the district championship against Miami Valley Christian. A lot of shoulder high heat, and the batters couldn't catch up, and Cordial does not right here. He goes down swinging.
Cordial a little tardy on that second strike.
One down for the Trojans here at the bottom of the first. No score. Jacob Alderson steps in. He is catching for Southeastern today after having played second yesterday. And there's a strike. Cordonier zeroes in right down the heart of the plate. Nothing and one on Alderson. Here's a big hook by Cordonier. Oh, it's a dandy. Had some late bend on it. It nipped the inside corner, nothing in two. We are situated above about seven rows of bleachers in the press box directly behind home plate here at Nischwitz. Cordonnier wastes one low and away, and it's a ball and two strikes on Alderson. Outfield straight away. Quinter even with the bag at third. Cordonnier works on Alderson, who has an open stance, and he nubs it past the mound. Nice charge by the shortstop, Flippo. He gobbles it up, fires on to the first baseman, counts to retire Alderson, short to first.
Nice play there. He could easily panicked on that play, but he was fielded cleanly and threw it first.
Yep, he was very patient. And you're right, Casey. He took the time he needed to make the play surely. Here is a late cut by Austin Miller, the senior right fielder batting third, and he slashes one foul between first base and the coaching box. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Miller. 325 batting average on the year. Looks at a ball low and away. He's got 6-2 base hits on the season, does Miller. Previous hitter Alderson was at 276 on the campaign. There's a fastball outside corner. Ooh, caught the edge, but might have been a smidgen low. And the count is 2-1 on Austin Miller. Very deep at shortstop is Flippo. The ball is pitched in there by Cordonnier, and it's rifled down the right field line. Yes, it's about 3 feet fair. The right fielder, Felix Francis, goes to the bullpen to get the ball. It could be a triple for the batter runner for Southeastern, who turned second and skipped into third. Headlong slide, beating the throw safe. A three-bagger down the right field line for Miller. And just before the first pitch, Casey, we talked about all that room and foul ground. Expansive bullpens in both corners of the park are inside the fence and foul territory, but in the field of play, and that's where the ball landed.
And you mentioned it, Jack, the ball's going to just roll if it gets hit hard.
And it did. It scooted down the line all the way to the bullpen, but it goes for naught because Zach McKee, the second baseman for Southeastern, flies routinely on the first pitch from Cordonnier to left field. It's hauled in out there by Ross Fissinger. And each team gets a hit in the first. Neither team scores. We go to the second. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here is Hayden Quinter leading off the second inning for the Rushi Raiders, and he lost a foul back out of play over our heads to the right. No balls and a strike on Quinter. Gary Cordial fires, and Quinter spanks it to right center field. It's well hit. Is it in the gap? It is! It rolls to the edge of the warning track. Quinter scoots around first, digs hard for second, in standing. A long 300-foot double. Deep right center field. The wind carried it away from the center fielder. American flag beyond the left field fence, blowing sternly now from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. And that ball by Quinter was smoked to right center. The center fielder for Southeastern, Kyle Atkins, kept running and running and couldn't catch up with it, Casey. And it fell in there. Quinter with good wheels made second base easily.
Well, Quinter, too, with the big RBI, two RBI hit yesterday. So that's two in a row for him. Big hit, so he's got to be having the confidence up.
Yeah, we talked several minutes ago about the importance of him and Cordano at the plate. Now, what kind of a game does Rushi have on? A little conference between third and home. Nine-year head coach Kevin Flippo and the batter Felix Francis. Long double by Quinter. And had that ball eluded the center fielder for another split second, Quinter might have been able to leg out a three-bagger. Initial pitch to Francis, low and away for a ball. Third baseman for Southeastern is three or four steps behind the bag. Cordial misses, low and away, 2-0. It's almost as if he doesn't want to pitch to Francis. He is the sixth hitter in the order, 7, 8, 9 to follow. Outfield very deep in center for Francis. There's a fastball, a strike rate down the middle, and it's 2-1. Center fielder for Southeastern, Kyle Adkins, is a long way away from us in straightaway center as Francis hits one off the handle, pops it to the second baseman. It is the second sacker for Southeastern, having a little bit of difficulty. The wind blows it to his left, and it's hauled in by Zach McKee, and Quinter obviously cannot advance to third.
Yeah, and it looked like the first baseman had no idea where that ball was. If he was going to want to have to be come up with that, I think he was in trouble. He just could not track that one.
It looked like Francis tried to get the ball down on the ground to the right side. Well, he hit it to the right side of the infield, but in the air. Here's a big curveball to the next hitter, counts from the pitcher Cordial, and it's around the plate inside, ball one.
Counts with a tough game yesterday with three strikeouts, hoping to break out of it here.
Cordial looks back at second. Quinter gets a secondary lead, a curveball wrapped hard to short, and the shortstop gobbles it up. Nice play by Harbage, and he gets the out at third easily. Quinter was running on contact. The ground ball was in front of him, a base-running error, and it's an easy tag out at third. That's one of those plays, Casey, where you wait till the throw is made across the diamond, then you make your decision.
Oftentimes coaches tell you to go. If it's to the ball, the ground ball's to your right, you stay. If it's to your left, you go. And he went anyway, even if the ball went to his right.
Nicely done on the play by Southeastern's Aiden Harbage, the shortstop. He threw on to Kaysen Spears for the easy tag out of Quinter. And now on at first is counts. Ross Fischinger hits. Fischinger up with two out. Pitch to him, swing and a miss for a strike. Had a good rip at a pitch on the outside half. Couldn't connect. Two down for Rushi here in the top of the second. No score in this game. Rushi's lost a chance to put one on the board after an inning-opening double. But Quinter was retired at third. Nailed on a ground ball to short. Good heads-up play by Southeastern. Trojans got the lead runner. Counts aboard at first. Nothing and one on Fischinger. Here's the delivery to the plate. Swing and a miss again. It was wide outside. Fischinger fished. Couldn't connect with the ball, and he's down 0-2.
Oftentimes a play like that, a base running mistake, can be a rally killer for a team.
Here is Gary Cordial in his stretch, looks over his shoulder, it counts, throws to Fischinger very high, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Cooper Unverfirth, the on-deck hitter for the Raiders, open stance for Fischinger. Batting about 270 on the season. There's a fastball up and in. Swung on and no contact. Fischinger climbed the ladder a little bit. It was close to being a strike anyway, but he whiffed and he's down for the count. We've played an inning and a half. Rushi scoreless. Southeastern scoreless. We go to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Hey, don't forget that Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle takes place in Fort Loramie during Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold, 80 prizes. You've got a 4% chance to win, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle during Liberty Days in July. Braylon Cordonier gets ahead of Southeastern's leadoff batter in the second. 0-2 on Spears, who swings from the right side. He had the big two-run base knock in the first inning off of Tucker Miller of Brantford yesterday. There's a ball thrown by Cordonier, 1-2. Outfield shading Spears toward the right field line. There's a ball tapped to short, 4 or 5 hops to Flippo. High throw, but counts. Goes up to Spirit at first for the out. Spears retired 6-3. Two nice assists at shortstop for Xavier Flippo for the Rushi Raiders so far in this game. And here's Cole Walton, rangy left-hand batter, a junior. He swings now for the Trojans. No score in this game, bottom of the second. Fastball, a beauty above the belt on the inside half. Nothing and one on Walton. Here's the windup by Cordonier. He deals, missed tying away, one of each. Tailing fastball out of the zone. Walton being played to pull. Francis in deep right for Rushi. Cordonier whips the next pitch in there and has bounced back toward the mound. Oh, a leaping stab by Cordonier. Athletic maneuver by the Rushi pitcher as he hopped off his springboard on the pitching rubber and snagged that ball in the web, flipped on to first for the out.
That's a nice athletic play. It's good to have good athletes at pitcher.
Another left-hand batter steps in for Southeastern. Cole Walton, followed by Cole Erskine, left fielder, then first baseman. And there's a ball flared out into short left center. Flippo giving chase, and it's in for a single. Chappie comes into field. Two out, base knock for Southeastern. As that ball was dunked in out of the reach of Flippo. And let's see if Erskine might be running as Aiden Harbage, the shortstop, a senior, steps in for Southeastern. Harbage caught yesterday, plays short today. Alderson moves from second base to behind the plate. And Cordonier pours in and strike one call, knee high, outside part. Nothing and one on Harbage. Harbage, a 302 hitter on the year. There's a big breaking curveball, and he went reaching for it. Couldn't make contact. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes.
Cordonier really hitting the outside corners in the early going.
He has got a big hook. It's a sweeping curveball to go along with that 82-mile-an-hour fast one. That one's thrown hard, high, and away. And the count is a ball and two strikes, one and two on Aiden Harbage, the shortstop for Southeastern. No score, bottom of the second. Cordonier looks at first. Will Erskine be running? He's got a very small lead. Cordonier delivers the curve, and it's pool cued down the first baseline. First baseman Counts comes in and fields. Nobody covers second. Cordonier and Counts both went for the ball. And advancing towards second base to cover it was the second baseman Mon, and no one home at first. Counts got a glove on the ball. Arms clearly not long enough to reach out and make the tag on the batter runner who was past him. And there was nobody to whom to pitch the ball to at first base.
That's a tough call, too, because Cordonier may have been able to get over and get the ball himself.
Yep. That's where you've got to communicate. And infield plays like that can advance runners into scoring position and put pressure on the defense, and that is exactly what's happened here. The nine-hitter, Kyle Adkins, up for Southeastern with two on and two out, swings and misses at a high fastball. Cordonier chucks another one in there. Yes, strike two. Letters, outside corner. Nothing and two. Chappie stepping in a little bit in center. Quinter even with a bag at third. Big hole at short. There's a fastball off the outside corner by a couple of inches. Good spot for it. It's a ball and two strikes. One and two on Adkins. No score. Southeastern threatening. Two on, two out. Bottom of the second inning. Cordonier fires a fastball outside corner. Yes, you can count it. Strike three. Ring him up. We could see it from here. Batter didn't lift the medal off the shoulders as Cordonier blazed a hard one on the outside black. We played two full innings here at Nischwitz at Wright State. It is nothing. Rushi and Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, and you'll receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers, choose from 17 colors and styles at your Jackson Center Pro Hardware store. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yankst you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. One ball, one strike on Rushi's first hitter here in the top of the third. No score. Cooper Unverfirth, the freshman, steps in, hitting about 280 on the year. The pitch by Cordial is shot foul at the far end of the Southeastern dugout to the right. One and two on Unverfirth. Three hits for Southeastern. One infield single. A triple with two out in the first also. Here's a ball hit by Underfirth into right field. The right fielder drifting over toward the foul line and catching is Austin Miller. Ball wasn't stung, humpback liner, but Miller played Underfirth not to pull, and he was in the right spot. Yep, this will bring up Xavier Flippo. He K'd on three pitches to start the game. Cordial winding pitching. Curveball below the knees. Center fielder for Southeastern, Kyle Atkins, is extremely deep for Flippo. Winding pitching is Cordial. Fastball is popped in the air, short right field. Right fielder again, drifting over toward the foul line and snagging it for Southeastern is Austin Miller. He's got two putouts here in the third. Two down for the Raiders. For the most part here in this game, some pretty light hitting by the offensive players for these two clubs. Pitching has been dominant so far. Here's a curveball hit on a line on one bounce to the shortstop. Good play out there by Harbage, who backed up, gloved it, fired a strike to his first baseman. Ball was dealt on the money to Cole Erskine. Ball was hit by Zane Chappie as he drove the first pitch to short. Three up, three down for Rushi. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Well, what's at stake here today is a berth in the state semifinal next Thursday at 4 in Akron against the winner of the Northwest region. And that pits Delta St. John's and St. Henry. That game starts at 5. It's not underway at this moment. It begins at 5. Delta St. John's, St. Henry. St. Henry won easily in that Midwest Athletic Conference matchup during the year. Those two teams victorious yesterday. St. Henry 5-1 over Pioneer Central. Delta St. John's defeated Columbus Grove 4-0 in an upset. So it's St. Henry, Delta St. John's. That winner plays this winner next Thursday at 4 in Akron in a state semifinal. Braylon Cordonier goes to work on the top of the order for Southeastern here in the bottom of the third inning, and the ball is tapped on four hops to short to Flippo. Flippo comes in a couple steps, and he gathers and throws a strike on to first, and Cordial is retired for the second time in this game for the Trojans. Southeastern pitcher out on a strikeout. And here grounds to Flippo, 6-3. A pitching-dominated game, Casey, as we thought it would be.
Cordonier, you're doing a great job hitting the outside corner. Tried to pull that last ball, did Cordial, and that's why it was a ground out to short.
What a hook on the first pitch here by Cordonier. Sweeping curve on the inside corner against Alderson. The second one misses inside. That one didn't catch the edge, and it's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on the right-hand batting Alderson, who wears 15 on his back. He was out on a bouncing ball to Flippo in the first inning. Xavier Flippo has recorded three assists so far in this game. There's a fastball just off the outside corner, very close. Judged to be a ball by the home plate umpire, 2-1 on Alderson. Braylon Cordonier, fastball, pumps it right down the gut. 2-2. We are in the bottom of the third inning. There is no score. Cordonier swings into action. Windmills his arm. It's hit off the fist to shortstop Flippo. He ranges toward the second base bag. Fields and shoots it over to Counts for the out. Number two in the frame for Southeastern. Four assists for Flippo at shortstop for the Rushi Raiders.
And just another routine play. And most likely on this turf, it's going to be a really nice hop for the infielders.
That's a good point. Here is Austin Miller, who tripled into the right field corner on the bullpen. Ball hit fair by a few feet, rolled 15 to 20 feet foul, and Miller was able to scurry around the bases all the way to third for a three-bagger. That took place with two out in the first. Southeastern was denied a run as Miller was stranded. Here it's a 1-1 count on him as Cordonier handcuffs him with a slider or curveball on the inside part. Foul tip into the mid of Unverfurth. And it's 1-2. Two down for the Trojans, last of the third. Cordonier tries to jam him, and it's fouled off the handle. Had a play to the right. 1-2 two strikes, 1-2 on Austin Miller for Southeastern. Fissinger very deep and left. Ooh, that might have hit him. Pitch was way inside. Miller turned his back on it. Was that shoulder or helmet, Casey?
It looked like his helmet the way it bounced off of him so far. It was really close. Notice that Cordonier had been working. I mentioned how he'd been working with everybody outside. But Miller, he tried to throw inside.
Yeah, that must be the scouting report for him. Now it's Zach McKee, who is out to Fissinger in a fly ball to end the first frame. And on this initial pitch, late cut by McKee, and he slams it foul down at the end of the Southeastern dugout to the right. A lead at first for Miller. Throw over there. Count supplies the late tag. No score, bottom of the third. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing. Both pitchers have been very strong. We thought that would be the case. There goes the runner. Here's a swing by McKee. High pop up. Short right field. Felix Francis coming in. He's under. He has it for the out. Good job by Cordonier. He got in on the knuckles of McKee. He didn't hit it very long or hard. And routine play for Francis. Runner left for Southeastern. We go to the fourth. Rushi nothing. Southeastern nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, you know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve your goals, like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. First pitch, a strike to Braylon Cordonier as Rushi bats here in the fourth. Cordial is way wide on the second offering, and it's 1-1. Outfield deep and around to the right. the right fielder for Southeastern is about 60 to 70 feet in fair territory. Center fielder shading right center. Cordonier with good power everywhere, especially the right center gap. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Cordial. It caught the outside corner at the knees, and Braylon not pleased that he didn't take a whack at that one. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch by Cordial. Leadoff batter Rushi, top of the fourth. Outside target being set. Pitch misses way low and in. Almost clipped the shins of Cordonier, and the count goes full. Can Rushi get the leadoff hitter on here in the top of the fourth? Sign being hung by Alderson. Delivery by the pitcher, and Cordonier rips one hard, smokes it down the right field line, well over the head of the right fielder, bounces up against the 330 sign. Cordonier around second, puts on the brakes, and stops with a double that was crushed to the right field 330 marker just below the foul pole.
You're right, Jack. That looked like a triple in the making, but Justin Miller played it off the one hop off the wall and got the relay in there and held him to a double.
And I think Kevin Flippo at third for Rushi made the right call, putting up the stop sign on Cordonier, whose pitch run for. Good to see Braylon get a hold of one. Wow, did he wallop that ball.
Yeah, he does. I noticed he steps up inside quite a bit. He crowds the plate, and he turned on that ball.
So now Rushi coaches confer between third and first, just below the pitching mound, and Southeastern Players Conference briefly. Let's see what Rushi's got going here. Pinch runner down at second. Was that Vince Borchers who checked in?
Yes, sir, and it's a courtesy runner. I believe the rule is if both teams agree on a courtesy runner, they can use them. You don't have to use them, not required to use them.
Interesting what is taking place here. Rushi coaches are chatting with umpires. Now a conversation with the third base ump. Don't know what it could have been about.
Don't either.
Cordonier turned second. Didn't look like there was an infielder in his way. So he is at second. No one out for Rushi. Big scoring chance. Of course, the Raiders had a bunch of them yesterday. Didn't convert until the eighth inning. Then exploded for four on just a single hit and ousted Burn Union 4-0. Here's a throwback to second. Game was on for Southeastern. Cordonier does get his leg back in time. Second baseman Zach McKee went to his knee to catch the ball, applied the tag late. So after Cordonier, it's Braden Monin, first base open. He squares to bunt, taps it back to the mound. It is fielded on the play by the pitcher. It is Cordial. He throws to third. It's late. Sliding in safely is Borchers. And zipping all the way around first to second base is Monin. Heads up, base running by Rushi. Southeastern gambled. Had Cordial thrown the ball to third on the button, Southeastern probably would have nipped Borchers. It was a tag-out play, obviously, not a force. Good slide by Borchers. Good call by the umpire, who was all over it. It was fairly tight, but the call was correct. And now we've got a delay in the action. Conferences everywhere. Rushi with a big scoring situation in the fourth. Two on, nobody out, no score. Top of the fourth frame here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, here is the situation. Rushi Raiders have runners at second and third, and Hayden Quinter won't bat. He's intentionally walked. They're full, loaded up. Three on, nobody out. For Felix Francis, Force is set up at the plate. Good piece of strategy. by Darren Routson, head coach of Southeastern. Three on for Rushi. Bases clogged, first, second, and third. The windup, the pitch by Cordial. It caught the outside corner at the knees against Felix Francis.
Here's the opportunity here. Infield pulled in, but with a turf field, it can scoot through pretty quickly.
Yes, indeed. Outfield is at normal depth. Francis started to go check, pulled the bat back, and it's a ball. Good eye by Felix. One and one on Francis. It was Quinter against an infield that was in the eighth inning yesterday who bounced it through the right side. Fouled at home plate. Francis, a late swing at a fastball that was up in the zone, and it's one and two. What Southeastern needs here is a strikeout. Jude counts on deck for the Raiders, who now hit the lower third of the order. Francis, the number six hitter in the lineup. One and two pitch. Bases loaded. Cordial fires. Here's a ground ball by Francis to short. Shortstop's got it. Throws to the plate. And the catcher, Alderson, finds the plate with his shoe. Gets it on there. Receives the ball. The force out is good. Borchers nipped by a couple of steps at home. It just so happened, Casey, that ball struck, but Francis was right at the shortstop.
Yeah, he made a nice play, too. Didn't panic. Got it to the catcher. Catcher steps on the plate and makes the out.
Here's Jude counts. They're still loaded. The pitch to him, low and away for a ball. One out, bases full, no score, top of the fourth inning. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing. This situation so remindful of yesterday when Rushi had one opportunity after another. Ball two, same spot, close, but not close enough. We are positioned directly behind home plate, a good 15 to 20 feet off the ground. Here's the windup by Cordial, and counts, cuts through it. Two balls and a strike, two and one. Infield in the middle, hopes to turn the double play. They are at DP depth. Third and first, up on the corners. The pitch to counts. High fastball, no dice. He took a whack at it and came up empty. Two and two on counts. Cordial, one pitch away from getting the second out and leaving them loaded. Cordial delivers, and it's handle hit foul to the screen. Count stays alive. This is the situation, Casey, where a productive out can be so helpful to the offense. A fly ball would get the job done. 2-2 pitch by Cordial to counts. It's on the way, and it's scorched to right field, hit hard. Right fielder retreats a step or two, catches, tag up by Rushi, and the run drops in from third base. Braden Monin scores. Counts did just what I asked him to do, Casey. Put the ball in play, get it to the outfield. It's a sack fly, runners at second and third, two down. He got the barrel on it, and he slugged that ball to right field, clearly deep enough. No play at the plate. Rushi leads it 1-0 on the big sacrifice fly, but Jude counts. Runners advance to second and third, and now a hitter by Ross Fissinger would bring in two more. Ross needs a big base knock. That would open this game up. 1-0, Rushi, two down. Runners at second and third. Top of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch to Fissinger. And he whacks over the top of an off-speed pitch, which was down in the zone. And it's 1-1 on Fissinger. One ball, one strike on Ross. Cordial delivers. Ooh, it's almost a wild pitch. Great save by Alderson. He went to his knees, sliding behind the left-hand batter's box, and managed to block that ball. Or would have scored another one for Rushi had it gotten by. Two balls and a strike on Fissinger. Cordial throws a curveball in there, and Fissinger skies it right behind him over the screen, out of play. In fact, it sailed beyond us here in the press box at Nishwitz Stadium at Wright State. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on for Rushi, which leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Cordial is stretching, delivers to Fissinger, who spoils it foul off to the right. 2-2 count remains. Fissinger, nice piece of hitting so far. Two down for the Raiders. Top of the fourth. A run in on a critical sacrifice fly off the bat of Jude Counts. Here is Cordial. Peers in, gets a sign. Throws a big curveball. It stayed high at home plate. May have fallen into the strike zone after it passed home. But at the front edge of the plate, it was ruled to be a shade up. So the count goes to 3-2 on Fissinger. Three balls, two strikes on Ross. Runners at second and third, a run in. Two out. Full count delivery. Fissinger swings and clubs it in the air to short left field. Shortstop out. Left fielder Walton in. And he snares it for the out. Grushy does plate one to take the lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Rushi 1, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Thanks so much to Francis Manufacturing, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Located on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standards at Francis Manufacturing are extremely high. They've got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Cordonier opens the bottom of the fourth inning with two beautiful pitches, outside corner strikes. Looking, Kaysen Spears, the third baseman. He's in a hole, 0-2. Another bender by Cordonier. Yep, he got him swinging.
Didn't waste anything on that. He went right after him. All three on the outside corner.
Here's Cole Walton, left fielder for Southeastern, stepping in.
Go too far!
He was out pitcher to first baseman in the second. Spears had just batted. Bounced to Flippo, his first time up. And Cordonier, in a groove, hits the outside corner against Cole Walton, the left-hand batter, and it's a strike. 0-1 offering by Cordonier, fouled right back to the screen, 0-2. Rushi leads 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Raiders scored in the top of the fourth inning on a hard-hit sacrifice fly to right field off the bat of Jude Counts. Here's the pitch by Cordonier to Walton. It's a curveball around the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Walton. Tall, rangy left-hand batter. Swings and golfs the liner to center on one bounce to Shappy. Clean single. That ball was tagged. Good hit by Walton to center. And here is Cole Erskine, another left-hand batter for Southeastern. He singled in the second and preceded a hit by Aiden Harbage, a roller up the first baseline. Those two were left stranded. Let's see if Walton might be going for the Trojans. Bunting is Erskine. It's back toward the mound. Hopping off the hill is Cordonier. He gobbles it up, flips on to Counts, out at first base. And Southeastern now has the tying run down at second.
Walton had two hits yesterday, so he's just picking up right where he left off.
Here is Aiden Harbage. He singled infield variety hit in the second, as I noted. Tying run at second base for Southeastern. Two out, bottom of the fourth. There's a big hook by Cordonier in and over for strike one. No balls and a strike, nothing and one. Outfield straight away and deep. Quinter two steps behind the bag at third. Flippo at short, cheating towards second. Here's a ball nubbed up the third baseline off the bat of Harbage. Quinter charges. Here's a late throw to first. Harbage with good wheels beats it. And, oh, we got a rundown between third and home. And the throw to the plate is muffed by Rushi. And the game is tied. And Harbage, who beat the play at first, scoots on down to second. And how about that? Southeastern strikes to tie up the game, one apiece.
That's three outs, right? That's three outs.
Don't think there was an out recorded on the play, was there?
Yeah, at home.
Thought the ball popped in the mitt and flew out.
Oh, did it?
Did I miss something?
Maybe I missed something. Oh. I thought that was he was dead to rights.
Oh, he was going to be out if the ball's received and the tag is applied, but it didn't happen.
My mistake.
An error somewhere there for the Raiders. Quinter's throw to first was late. There was no chance for Hayden to get the out at first. In retrospect, maybe he should have held the ball. But the runner on second for the Southeastern Trojans just kept wheeling around third on the play at first base. Then he got hung up between third and home, and Unberforth couldn't handle the throw. It goes down as an E2. And now Southeastern has the go-ahead run at second. We're tied at one in the bottom of the fourth. Give Harbage an infield single. Kyle Adkins at the plate. Runner at second for Southeastern. How quickly the game can change.
I gave up on that play, Jack. He was so far out. If he hangs on to the ball, I didn't even watch the catcher complete the play.
Open stance for Adkins at the plate. Runner at second, a two-out single would score him. Fissinger very deep in left. Francis moderately deep in right. Curveball outside the zone by Cordonier, and it's 1-0. Each team with an error contributing to a run for each side here in the fourth inning. High fastball by Cordonier, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Adkins. A base hit would give Southeastern the lead. We are tied up at one, last of the fourth. Cordonier throws a high, hard one, and whacking at it is the hitter Adkins. He can't find it, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Wide open stance, then he brings that left foot toward the plate. Cordonier looks back at second base, and Adkins, once time, he steps out of the box. Bottom of the fourth, tied at one. Quinter coming in from third base to have a brief conversation with Cordonier on the hill.
Yeah.
Out comes Unverfirth.
Jack, I think Harbage is giving some signals out of second base again. They're able to read what pitches are coming. He's trying to give them signals.
Two balls and a strike on Kyle Adkins for Southeastern. Go-ahead run out at second base. The score even, one apiece. Each team tallies in the fourth inning. Open stance for the batter. Cordonier throws a fastball way up above the shoulders and climbing the ladder. Adkins missed it, and it's 2-2. Cordonier comes back to get it even in the count. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Each team with an unearned marker in the fourth inning. Cordonier whips one high and away, and it's full. 3-2. Well, if he loses Adkins, if Cordonier walks him, he faces Cordial, the top of the order man, who's up next. Here's the 3-2 delivery. High fastball whiffed by the batter, and the inning is over. But Southeastern gets a run and draws even. We head to the fifth. Rushi 1, Southeastern 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, we've been doing business for 40 years creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, along with Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson, other stylists. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Well, Rushi bats in the top of the fifth inning, and the leadoff hitter, Cooper Unverfirth, belts one hard to center. Center fielder for Southeastern to his right in back, and it's picked off by Kyle Atkins. Unverfirth with a bid for extra bases. A lot of room out there, and it was tracked down by the Southeastern center fielder. Here is Xavier Flippo, a strikeout and a fly ball to right. We're tied at one, top of the fifth. Pitcher's duel, Gehrig Cordial for Southeastern, Braylon Cordonier for Rushi. Curveball to Flippo, oh, it is superb. Broke in and over the outside, third of the plate at the knees. Cordial swings into action again. Fastball just missed a smidgen low, and it's 1-1.
Come on, Chin.
One ball, one strike, one of each on Flippo. Cordial deals again, way low and outside, and it's 2-1 on deck. Zane Chappie for the Raiders. Tie game at one. Wind blowing in a little bit now from left center. Ball won't carry to that part of the park. Here's a big curve to Flippo. Ooh, a mite low.
Yikes.
Flippo looked it over long and hard. Catcher Alderson held the mitt right there. Didn't get the call. 3-1 on Flippo. Fastball, middle of the plate, strike two. 3-2. Third baseman retreats now for Southeastern. That's Spears. Here's the 3-ball, 2-strike offering. And it is sliced foul to the right. Spoiled by Flippo. Pitch was on the inside half, and he fisted that out of play. Here's the 3-2 delivery again by Cordial. It's a big curve, same result. Loop foul to the right, out of play. As the batter, Flippo, guards that inside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. Rushi batting, one down in the inning. And the ball is scorched hard between third and short. A clean single to left field for Xavier Flippo. As he cranks up a base knock. Diving was the shortstop Harbage for Southeastern. Could not make the backhand play. Flippo aboard with good speed. And here is Zane Chappie now batting for Rushi.
Drive a ball.
go-ahead run at first for the Raiders. We are tied at one. An error for each team figuring in the one run in the top of the fourth for Rushi and the one run in the bottom of the fourth for Southeastern. Here is Chappie, bat cocked over his right shoulder. He's squared away in the box. Flippo is chased back on a throw to first by Cordial. Going to be very interesting to see if Flippo is off and running here. Alderson is not the number one regular catcher. Harbage is. He's out at shortstop today. Here's a big bender to Flippo. It stays well above the strike zone, and it's 1-0. Outfield deep for Chappie. Pretty much straight away. Gary Cordial very conscious of Xavier Flippo over at first. He was phenomenal yesterday. Threw a gem on the hill. Complete gamer. 8 innings for Rushi against Burn Union. There's a low inside pitch to Chappie, who's ahead in the count, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes on Zane. Third baseman Spears a step behind the bag. Second baseman, medium depth for Southeastern. Here's a lead at first. Fastball cut on and missed by Chappie. He was behind that one, and it's 2-1. 2-1 on Zane Chappie for Rushi, batting in the fifth. Game tied at one. Runner at first. Delivery to the plate. Outside corner, yes. 2-2. 2-2 on Zane. Good comeback pitch there by Cordial. In fact, he was down in the count 2-0. Here is the 2-2 delivery. Is Flippo going? Nope. Chappie skies it into very short center field. Center fielder comes in 3 or 4 steps, halts, and catches for the out. Play made by Kyle Adkins. Flippo obviously cannot advance. He is stuck at first. And here is the dangerous Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier hit a big two-bagger for Rushi to start the one-run rally in the fourth inning.
Go too far. Drive a ball.
Braylon, 6-3, straight away in the box, pitches down. It's 1-0 on Cordonier. With Cordonier at the plate, not sure you have Flippo running and take the bat out of Cordonier's hands, but you never know what Coach Flippo might do. And the pitcher, Gary Cordial, conscious of Cordonier's strength at the plate, throws a second pitch down below the knees, and it's 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes on Cordonier. Flippo at first, 2 down for Rushi, top of the fifth. Outfield deep and around to the right. Right fielder 60 feet from the stripe as Cordonier hits one off the handle, foul, out of play over the Rushi dugout to the left, and the count is 2-1. Cordial got in on him there on that pitch, Casey. Similar to the pitch that Cordonier doubled on in his previous at-bat. Here's a big curve. It's high at the plate. It finished up in the zone below the shoulders, but in the front of home plate, it was above the letters, and it's cool. It's called a ball. 3-1 on Cordonier. Cordial winds, fires wide and outside. High and away. Ball 4. Walked in. As Cordial didn't want any part of throwing one near the plate there to Cordonier late in the count. And Rushi now has runners at first and second with 2 down here in the fifth. Here is Braden Monin. He's gotten big hits for the Raiders here in the last several weeks. He won the Newton game with a 2-out double in the seventh. Big curveball, caught the letters on the inside corner for a strike. Center fielder for Southeastern, Kyle Adkins, is extremely deep. Spears, 5 steps behind the bag at third, and that pitch almost nicked Monin up and in.
Remember, there's 2 outs, Jack, so the runners will be able to get a pretty good jump.
Yep.
As soon as the ball's hit.
1-1 delivery by Cordial to Monin. A hit puts the Raiders in front. And he whiffs at a high fastball. It's 1-2. as Cordial reached back and got a little extra on that one.
Come on, Chad.
1-2 on Monin. Atkins in center retreats a few more steps. Cordial peering in to Alderson for the sign. And it's a curveball bouncing low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Monin.
Nice stop by the catcher, Alderson, there. He backhanded like a first baseman. That was going to the screen if he didn't stop that.
Big hit, 12,
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, 2 on for Rushi. Tie game, top of the fifth. The pitch to Monin. It's a curveball looped out into the left center field. And Atkins goes over. He has to play it on a bounce. It drops in. And the runner for the Raiders scores all the way from second on a two-out fly ball hit by Monin. It looked like the center fielder Atkins, who was very deep, misjudged it, got a late start, and couldn't catch it on a fly. Had to hold up in field on a bounce. It looked like off the bat, Casey, it might be a problem, but then again, it seemed to hang, but the play wasn't made.
Yeah, he looked like the sun was right, reflecting right off his sunglasses, so he may have lost it somewhere there.
And the Raiders, as a result, following the throw to the middle of the diamond, get runners at second and third. And here's a ground ball single in the center by Hayden Quinter. One run scores. Here comes another one. Monin dashing across the plate. And Rushi is struck for three with two out here in the fifth to lead it 4-1. Hayden Quinter coming up big. A two-run single yesterday and a two-run single today. 4-1, Rushi in the fifth. How about that? Timely two-out hits, Casey.
Yeah, Quinter really having a nice couple of games here. He's definitely going to, he's making memories for himself.
Pitching change for Southeastern. Trojans trail the Raiders 4-1. Top of the fifth inning. Rushi in front. Will return in a moment with more. Raiders up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The Rushi Raiders strike for three here in the top of the fifth. A two-out fly ball single to left center by Braden Monin, followed up by a hard ground ball up the middle off the bat of Hayden Quinter. It continued to roll and roll right through the infield, and it scored two. A three-run inning for the Raiders. Pitching change for Southeastern. On to throw for the Trojans. Coming in from the bullpen is Austin Miller for Garrick Cordial. And his first pitch to Felix Francis for Rushi is hit in the air to straightaway center, right at the center fielder, and the inning ends finally. But a couple of key two-out base wraps for Rushi, and the Raiders take a 4-1 advantage to the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Yep, a three spot for the Raiders in the clutch in the top of the fifth. Rushi, which played Southeastern and beat the Trojans in the regional semifinal last year, is in front of Southeastern 4-1 here now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trojans come batting. Is the three-run cushion enough for Braylon Cordonier? He's been pretty tough on the mound for the Raiders here this afternoon. Four rock-solid innings. One run for Southeastern. Five hits. And the first hitter for Southeastern hits a very high pop-up in the middle of the diamond. And, wow, Cordonier can't find it. The sun. Hayden Quinter comes from third base all the way to the right side of the diamond and makes a circus catch on the infield grass. Or the turf, I should say. Woo! What a play by Quinter. The entire infield for Rushi was mesmerized by the sun, as was the center fielder for Southeastern in the previous inning when he couldn't find a fly ball single off Monin's bat, which broke the tie. Phenomenal play by Quinter, Casey. Hard to describe.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
It's like a shoestring diving catch on the second base side. I mean, he was the farthest one of all the infielders from that ball.
Hayden Quinter probably traveled a good 125 feet to make that play. He's got a big two-run single in the top of the frame and records an initial out here to start the bottom of the fifth inning for Southeastern. And the new hitter for the Trojans is down in the count, a ball and two strikes. The sun is a factor. It's clearly glowing at the left side of the field. Center fielder, left fielder, shortstop, third baseman, pitcher. One ball, two strikes on the hitter for Southeastern, who fouls it out of play. Here's Cordonier whipping a curveball in, tap behind the plate, foul, one and two still. A ball and two strikes on Alderson after Cordial pops out in the middle of the diamond to Hayden Quinter. What a play by him. Here's the windup by Cordonier, 1-2 pitch. It's off the outside corner, two and two. That's one of the most sensational catches in fair territory inside the base paths you'll ever see by a third baseman, Casey. Strike three. Batter for Southeastern is out. Two down for the Trojans, bottom of the fifth. Rushi with a 4-1 lead.
I mean, it changes the complexion of the inning, too. Instead of having a runner on and nobody out, Now with that strikeout, it makes it nobody on and two out.
Here is Austin Miller, two down for the Trojans. Miller swings, late cut, chopping ground ball to Monnet at second. He's got the three bouncer, fires on to counts. Yep, he's out at first base. Trojans go down in order. One, two, three. Cordonier in a groove. We go to the sixth. Rushi four, Southeastern one. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the West Central Ohio region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up the Southeastern Trojans, relieved Cordial with Austin Miller in the top of the fifth inning, and it looks like Southeastern may have made another change or no as we start the sixth.
Number eight is Harbage, right?
Trying to detect the number.
It's Harbage.
It is Aiden Harbage. He's the third starter in the rotation for Southeastern. He's got good stats. Earned run average in the low twos. Catches, plays short, very strong arm. Can throw three-quarter and sidearm, wheels and deals, and it's a strike to start the Rushi sixth. 0-1 on counts. Counts hit the sack fly for Rushi in the fourth to put the Raiders up 1-0. Strike two on counts. Pitch letter high inside part of the plate, nothing and two. We're in the sixth inning. Rushi with a three spot in the fifth has taken the lead 4-1. Harbage fires and counts hits a dribbler toward short. It's gobbled up and fired to first. Counts is beaten by a step and a half. He is out 6-3. Here is Ross Fissinger. Again, at stake today is a berth in the state Final Four next Thursday at 4 o'clock in Akron against today's Delta St. John St. Henry winner in the Elida Regional. That championship game slated for 5. Here's the pitch upstairs to Fissinger. He struck out and flown to left. Back-to-back two-out hits for Rushi in the previous inning. So far, the decisive runs. The single by Monin plated one. It was a fly ball to left center that may have been misjudged by the center fielder. And then on the very next pitch, Hayden Quinter hit a hard ground ball back through the box. And it rolled on out into center and tallied two more. A couple of crucial two-out base wraps for Rushi. The count 1-2 on Fissinger as Harbage gets the signals from his catcher Alderson, and Fissinger hits it in the air into right center field. Center fielder romping over. Atkins gloves it for the out for Southeastern. Two away for Rushi, top of the sixth.
Yeah, you never know now when the ball goes in the air if anybody's going to lose it in the sun.
Well, the field here at Wright State, Casey, is angled, what, pretty much northwest to southeast, and you've got the sun to our right from our press box in the west, angling over the field here at Nischwitz at Wright State, and it's in the eyes of the defensive players on the left side of the field as Unverfurth is hit by a pitch that's way in on him, and he's aboard with two out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Xavier Flippo, who singled in three trips here today for the Raiders. Rushi getting staunch pitching back-to-back days here in the regional. Shutout performance, 4-0 win by Flippo yesterday. 4-1 lead for Rushi behind Braylon Cordonier here today in the top of the sixth inning. Flippo bats, runner at first, two down. And it's one of those days, Casey, where, yeah, you get timely hits, and that can make a difference. But it was a play that Southeastern didn't make in center field that, had it been made, would have ended the inning with a 1-1 tie.
For sure. That's got to be a tough one for them to deal with that.
Center fielder extremely deep is Adkins for Southeastern. Harbage on the mound. Throws to Flippo. Flippo slices one to right. It's a line fly right in his tracks as the right fielder, Miller, for Southeastern. He catches it shoulder high for the out. Flippo retired. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi clings to a 4-1 lead over Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Southeastern Trojans have the middle of the lineup batting here in the bottom of the sixth, down 4-1. Keep in mind, should Rushi win, it would play in the state semifinal next Thursday at 4 in Akron against today's 5 o'clock winner up in Elida. St. Henry meets Delta St. John's. St. Henry won easily during the regular season. St. Henry a victor yesterday, 5-1 over Pioneer Central. Well, Delta St. John's upended number one seed Columbus Grove, state-ranked Columbus Grove, by the way. 4-0 shutout thrown by the Blue Jays yesterday in the second game of that twin bill. First batter for Southeastern here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Blasts a single to center, line drive well over Cordonier's head. It bounds in shallow center, rolls on out to Shappy. And stepping in now is Kason Spears, third baseman for Southeastern, as McKee, yesterday's pitcher, today's second baseman for the Trojans, shoots a single to center. Cordonier's got to bear down. He has the lead of 4-1. But for sure, you don't want to allow the first two men to reach for the Trojans here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Good start for McKee, though. Down three, leading off of the hit.
Here is the check of first by Cordonier. Curveball wide, 1-1. First pitch was a strike to Spears. Fissinger extremely deep in left. Wind blowing from the left field foul pole to right field now out of the northeast. There's a high pitch to Spears, and it's 2-1. That looks like Cooper Francis, the left-hander for the Rushi Raiders, warming in the bullpen. He's got a real good breaking ball. Pitch to Spears, off the handle, hit back up the middle. It is beyond the outstretched glove of Monin. It lights on the infield beyond second and rolls into center, and the Trojans are not done. Two straight base knocks for Southeastern to start the sixth, and Rushi's Cordonia might be relieved at this point in the game. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 advantage for the Rushi Raiders, meeting of the minds, and we'll just have to wait and see what develops. 4-1 lead for Rushi. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on West Michigan in Sydney has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic at Goffney. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites, one bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney, Goffney Furniture. Two on, nobody out for Southeastern, bottom of the sixth. Here's Cordonier winding, firing, and it is a ball just off the outside corner to Cole Walton, left-hand batting left fielder for the Trojans. Cordonier left in, Cooper Francis getting ready hurriedly. Squaring to bunt is the hitter, who takes a strike on the inside corner just below the letters. 1-1 on Walton. He's singled and bounced to the mound in two trips. Counts way up at first. Quinter creeping in at third. Rushi expecting bunt. The pitch to Erskine. He swings and undercuts it out of play beyond the dugout behind first base. Cordonier, you're up in the count now, 1-2. He needs a strikeout right here, Casey.
Yes, he does. And it's interesting, they do have the lefty down on the bullpen. It looks like there's back-to-back lefties for Southeastern. So still going with Cordonier, trusting your guy.
Cole Erskine, another left-hand swinger on deck for the Trojans. 1-2 delivery. Rushi up 4-1. Curveball, bounce back up the middle. Flippo near the second base bag, touches, throws to first late. Runners at first and third with one down for Southeastern in the bottom of the sixth. Raiders got the middle man out at second base on the force. Batted ball not hit sharply enough for Flippo to turn two. The feel of the ball about four steps or so to the left of the bag glided toward it. Tapped the bag through onto first. Good wheels by the long-legged left-hand batting Erskine for Southeastern. First and third for Harbage. Strike to start him off. Good pitch by Cordonier. Rushi really doesn't care a whole lot about that runner at third.
Move it outside.
Got to keep that runner at first off second and go after the batter runner. Oh, here's a late steal. Indifference by Rushi as the runner at first, who was down there after being safe on the force. Erskine walks into second.
Force out.
And now a base hit by Southeastern would make it a 4-3 game. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and sprayed foul over the Rushi stands to the left. Out of play. A sea of blue to the left side of Nischwitz Stadium here at Wright State. A lot of red to the right. Rushi Raiders with those yellow jerseys, blue caps, white pants. Southeastern black sleeves, black helmets, red trim, white from top to bottom. Strike three called. Cordonier with his best pitch of the game so far. Wow, did he hum that one, Casey. A lot of steam on that pitch. It was below the letters, inside corner, right there, and I think the batter knew it.
Yeah, huge pitch right there with guys on second and third here. And still a tying run at the plate here with only two outs.
Here is Aiden Harbage stepping in. Winding is Cordonier. Yes, a curveball snaps in and over. Strike one. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one on Harbage. Runners at second and third for Southeastern, which is down 4-1. Good block by Cooper Unverfirth of Rushi as he swerved way over behind the left-hand batter's box to trap it. 1-1 on the hitter for Southeastern. Two down here in the last of the sixth. Runners in scoring position. Strike two called. Above the waist, right down the pipe. Harbage couldn't cut loose. He looked it over. That was a mistake. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Cordonier as he tries to mow down the Trojan to the bottom of the sixth. The curveball. Oh, it's excellent. Blowing away. The hitter Harbage went lurching for it. Came up empty. He is out on strikes. Heck of a pitch by Cordonier, who came back strong and shuts down Southeastern here in the sixth inning. We go to the seventh. Rushi Raiders 4, Southeastern Trojans 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
So many thanks to our Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Manufacturing, the Francis Schultze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn on East Main in Rushi. The gem of Rushi, all your gift ideas at the Jewelry Barn. Francis Manufacturing, by the way, a new sponsor for us as Rushi bats here in the top of the seventh inning in front of Southeastern, 4-1. It's Zane Chappie, who's 1-for-3 on the day, facing a 1-2 count. Southeastern pitcher is Aiden Harbage, third man to throw for the Trojans. Harbage, 1-2 offering for Chappie. It bounces, and it's 2-2. Braylon Cordonier, Casey, in that sixth inning, he really reached back for a little extra, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a big-time performance in that last
Here
inning.
Here is Chappie, hits a hard shot back through the box, off the pitcher's glove, ricochets to the shortstop for Southeastern, who whips the throw to first and nips Chappie by a half step. Chappie out, I guess, officially. You score that 1-6-3 on the deflection off the pitcher's mitt.
And he made it close. That was a bang-bang play at first.
Here is Braylon Cordonier. He's got a double and a walk in three trips to the plate, and that one bounces a good 4 feet in front of home. One ball, no strikes on Cordonier. We're in the top of the seventh. Rushi 4, Southeastern 1, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Huge listening audience today. Glad you could join us. Big throng here from Rushi. We've got a great regional audience. I've seen a couple texts from folks outside the state of Ohio as the Rushi Raiders, the defending state champs, make a strong bid to return to Akron. Two balls on Cordonier, now a strike right down the heart, 2-1. Cordonier scattered 7 hits on the mound. He has been superb. He struck out 5 of the last 9 retired. Over the last 3 innings, he has whiffed 9, or I should say, easy for me to say 5. And Casey, he has really reared back for a little gusto in the late innings, getting 2 big Ks with 2 on there in the 6th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Cordonier. That one's inside. Did it nick his right knee? Yep, it did.
It must have. He didn't hesitate going to first base.
Umpire didn't hesitate making the call. Braylon sold it. He's a pretty good salesman.
I tell you, you were right about the crowd, man. The Rushi faithful has traveled. They are thick. They are rose thick here at Wright State.
Yeah, it's a blue out. A blue out at Wright State. No balls and a strike, nothing and one on the new hitter for the Raiders. It's Monin with 1 out here in the top of the 7th inning. Yeah, Braylon Cordonier against the Southeastern Trojans has really sparkled on the mound. He's doubled and walked at the plate. Checking is the pitcher, Harbage. Outside corner, yes, at the knees. He spotted that nicely, and the count goes to 0-2 on Monin. Southeastern, at least this particular weekend, a better hitting club than Bern Union, although Flippo was dealing yesterday. A 3-hitter, he dazzled. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Good field by the shortstop for Southeastern. Here's a pivot at second base. Relay to first. Out by an eyelash. Oh, is it mighty close. Just a hair's breadth from being a dead even tie and a safe call. I think the right choice was made by the umpire down at first. It winds up being a double play. Hit into Bamon and short to second to first. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Rushi 4, Southeastern 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Oh, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be so personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution, from lighting to conduit. Dickman Supply has a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at a great price. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Braylon Cordonier trying to finish off the second straight complete game in 2 days for the Rushi pitching staff. Xavier Flippo yesterday, a three-hitter. And Braylon Cordonier has scattered 7 hits here today of the last 9 Southeastern outs. Cordonier has K'd 5.
He's playing with the ball.
First hitter stepping in for the Trojans to start off the bottom of the 7th inning is Tad Griffin, backup infielder, who's in the box. Cordonier zips a fastball in after a first pitch foul to the screen, and it's nothing and two on Griffin, the backup senior infielder. Here's the windup. The pitch by Cordonier just missed. The count is 1-2. That pitch was mighty close as Cordonier didn't get the call. There's a pitch fouled to the screen, and it's out of play. 1-2. 4-1, or I should, yes, 4-1 Rushi. 4-0 yesterday, Rushi, in 8 innings over Bern Union. 4-1 today, bottom of the 7th inning. Pitch just outside off the corner. And the count goes to 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on the hitter for Southeastern, who swings and taps a roller to second. Monin charges. He's got it. Shoots it to first. The count's out. 1 away. Cordonier trying to finish it out for Rushi. Boy, you knew, Casey, heading into June, the Raiders had a fine 1-2 punch in Flippo and Cordonier on the bump, and that proved to be the difference this weekend.
They have not disappointed.
There's a fastball high by Cordonier.
And they're not shabby teams they're going against either. These are the regionals.
Exactly. Yep, you get this far, you've got some very good baseball under your belt, especially in late May. During tournament time, here is Garrick Cordial, top of the order. 1-1 count, make it 1-2 as Cordonier blazes one in over the outside half. 1-2 on Cordial. Southeastern down to 2 outs, trailing 4-1, bottom of the 7th. Cordonier fires, Cordial fouls, out of play. It's still 1-2. Cordial 0-for-3, started the game on the hill for Southeastern. Pitched very well. Rushi got to him in the 4th inning. Oh, what a curve by Cordonier. A big bender. Strike 3. Hitters out. Cordial retired. Down to 1 out. Rushi 1 out away from a return trip to Akron and the state Final Four. 4-1 lead for the Raiders. Conversation at home plate. Darren Routson coming down from third, head coach of the Trojans, talks with the plate umpire as Rushi conferences on the hill, high-fiving it, giving Cordonier a boost as he faces the last batter. It is Alderson stepping in. He caught today, played second yesterday. Southeastern Trojans entered the game 15-9. Finished second in the OHC South. Strike call to Alderson as it was poured in by Cordonier. Letter high outside corner. Here's the windup. The pitch on the way by Braylon. Strike 2 outside corner above the belt. Nothing and 2.
Cordonier looks like he got stronger this inning.
Yep, he is throwing smoke. Low to mid-80s. He's had a good curve when he's needed it. Fastball, outside corner, ring him up. Strike 3 looking. The hitter for Southeastern doesn't like it, throws his bat toward the stands in disgust. And the Rushi Raiders pile on top of each other in celebration between the mound and the first base bag. Rushi returns to the state Final Four. The defending state champs down Southeastern here today by a final tally of 4-1. Boy, the turning point in this game, Casey, came back in the 6th inning when Southeastern got 2 aboard, nobody out, A forced out and then two strikeouts. Cordano rose to the occasion and slammed the door on the Trojans' comeback bid.
Oh, that whiz. And also offensively, Rushi had a couple of breaks to go their way in the one inning that they needed to score. Get back in that fifth inning, they got three runs. And timely hitting when they needed it.
Yep, a two-out fly ball single to left center off the bat of Braden Monin, broke a 1-1 tie. A play looking back, Southeastern would like to have over again. It looked like the sun bothered the center fielder, who hesitated in coming in for the ball, played it on a hop. It was a run-scoring fly ball hit off the bat of Monin, and then on the next pitch, Hayden Quinter wrapped a hard ground ball back through the box into center field to score two. A three-run inning by the Rushi Raiders there in the fifth. And that three spot the difference as Rushi wins it 4-1 here today after winning the regional semifinal 4-0 in eight innings yesterday. And the blue out here at Wright State is very pleased.
Oh, yeah. It was. You can hear them start getting pretty fired up here in this last inning. And with due reason, too, where Donyer was really on. That last inning was his best inning of the game.
Yes, it was. Yep. And you remarked several minutes ago, it looked like Braylon was getting stronger as his number of pitches progressed. And I tell you what, this is a strong 1-2 starting pitching punch. Flippo and Cordano, it will make it tough on any regional semifinal, or I should say state semifinal and final opponent. Again, Rushi advances on to play the winner of the St. Henry Delphi St. John's game. They play at 5 o'clock today at Elida in a regional final in the Northwest region. And the winner of that game will take on Rushi in a state semifinal on Thursday at 4 in Akron as the Raiders hold their regional championship trophy high overhead. It's photo op time as the Raiders collect themselves between home and third to the left side of the pitcher's mound and celebrate as the crowd along the third base side takes the picks. Southeastern Trojans, fine campaign, finishing 15-10. It's a club that does return a number of underclassmen. In fact, six non-seniors started here today for Southeastern KC, and both Burn Union and Southeastern have a core of good young baseball athletes back next year. Who knows? This was the second straight trip to the regional for Southeastern, beaten by Rushi a year ago. Might see Burn Union in Southeastern right back here again next season.
Oh, yeah, and a couple breaks go their way, and they're right in this game as well. They have something to build off of. You know, Cordial, their pitcher for today, he was only a junior. McKee, who pitched yesterday, only a junior. So their top two guys are back.
Yep.
And so it's really impressive how they looked really strong yesterday, and then it goes to show how good Cordano is as a hurler to really kind of taper them off a little bit in this game.
Again, we hearken back to that Rushi fourth inning, a two-out fly ball single to left field off the bat of, or I should say left center, off the bat of Braden Munn, and the difference looked like the center fielder more so than the left fielder had a good play on the ball, which hung up. The catch was not made. There might have been a little bit of a sun issue.
Yeah.
Delayed reaction by the left and center fielders. Ball fell in, broke the tie, and then Quinter broke it open. He spanked a two-run single back through the middle.
Yeah, it was more of a routine fly ball to left center.
Yep.
And it looked like the center fielder just wasn't able to track it well, and it fell in. It, you know, counts as a hit in the book. But that's going to be one that they're going to look back on.
Oh, what a game. Rushi with a burden of pressure on its shoulders all year long. Expectations were very high. The goals were lofty. Rushi has kind of had three seasons in one. Started strong. Played a splendid April. Hit a little bit of a hitting slump most of the month of May. And once Rushi was able to take a deep breath, exhale, and beat Newton 6-5 with the two-out, two-run hit by Monin in the seventh, the Raiders, I think, said to themselves, Whew, now we can start a new season right here in the tournament, and Rushi responded.
And really, they've had kind of a hitting slump the last couple of games, too.
Yep.
But their pitching has held them in there and given them the chance just to try to, just at the late the game, their pitching's been in there to give the offenses a chance to do something.
Yep. High quality starting pitching for Rushi, and it spells success. 4-1 win over Southeastern here today. Let's collect our thoughts, wrap this up. We'll take a break, then return. We've got a few commercial spots to play here in our post game. Let's play a couple, then we'll be back. Casey, Jack Kramer, Casey Madison, Bryant Billing here at Wright State, where Rushi is victorious over Southeastern 4-1 to take the regional championship and return to Akron next Thursday here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, welcome back to Wright State. Jack Kramer with Casey Madison. Rushi victorious, triumphant by a final tally of 4-1 over Southeastern to advance to a state Final Four next Thursday against the Delphi St. John St. Henry winner. We're on the air at 3:25 from the home of the Ducks at Akron. First pitch at 4 next Thursday as the Rushi Raiders try to repeat. And the talk here in the press box, Casey's about the fact that Rushi hits just well enough, outstanding Division IV pitching.
Yes, they do. When you have two very solid starters like that, you don't have to be great at hitting or even have to score a lot of runs. You know, I'm sure they've scored plenty of runs throughout the season, regular season. But when you get to regionals, you're going to face some good pitchers, and they've done enough. They've done whatever they have to do in order to score the runs, and their defense and their pitching has held strong.
Pretty easy choice for Clancy star of the game. What do you think? Yesterday, Xavier Flippo answering the bell today. Braylon Cordonier, just a sophomore.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He just did an outstanding job just pounding the outside of the zone. and had really good control. You know, think about it. They shut out Bern Union yesterday and only gave up one run today.
How many hits did Cordonier allow today? Seven, something in that neighborhood?
They have seven on the scoreboard.
Okay, that's what I thought. And Cordonier mowed him down over the last, one, two, three, four innings. I think he struck out, seven Trojans over the last four innings?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah. When he needed to the most, he came through. Right.
He dug back for some extra, and Braylon Cordonier closed out this game with some hefty throwing in a little bit of hot water there with a 4-1 lead in the sixth. Two on, nobody out for Southeastern. He got a force out, middle of the diamond, and then he K'd Cole Erskine and Aiden Harbage, and then struck out, two or three hitters in the seventh?
Yeah.
To seal the deal.
Backwards as well, so caught him looking.
He's our star of this game, no question about it. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wall Park Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy. Clancy's, just fantastic food in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a 4-1 win here today for the Rushi Raiders, who topped Southeastern. 4-0 victory yesterday for Rushi over Bern Union. Raiders do something that's pretty difficult to have happen. Two straight regional championships back-to-back, first time since 2011 and 12 that the same school won this Southwest Regional. Minster did it back then, and good omen, Minster went on to win the state tournament back-to-back years in 11 and 12. Can Rushi get it done with this kind of pitching? Sure, they can, and we'll have the coverage for you at 3:25 p.m. next Thursday from Akron. Raiders is showing that propensity once again to get the clutch hit. They've answered with some big hits here in the last couple of weeks. Much of the month of May, some big two-out hits were tough to come by. But here, when the going has gotten a little tougher and Rushi's needed base knocks, timely ones late in games, Rushi's produced. That's what they did last year. This was not a come-from-behind win. Game was tied at 1-1. Rushi went on to win it. Last year, Rushi won five straight come-from-behind victories. District, two regionals, two in the state. Came from behind to beat Newton in the district championship this year. And then tied after seven yesterday. Tied middle of the game today, 1-1. Rushi with a knack for producing big plays to win tight games over two seasons. And this is an experienced bunch. Only three seniors, I think, in that starting lineup. But these young men have played a lot of sports together for several seasons, and it really shows, Casey.
Yeah, and this is where your experience, both coaching staff and players, from last year's ride, you never count yourself out. Anytime you have the pitching that they have, you're going to give yourself a chance. And they're just, like I said, they just do what they have to do. You know, maybe next game they have to score 10 runs. You know, you never know. But whatever they're doing, all you do is survive in advance.
A lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Excellent time here at Wright State. Interesting regional split between two cities, Springfield and Fairborn. Carlton-Davidson Stadium yesterday, home of the Wittenberg Tigers and the Champion City Kings, here at the home of the Wright State Raiders today. And thought maybe Rushi might be a little dragging playing late in the day yesterday, but these are young kids.
Right.
Oh, they answered the challenge, kicked it into high gear, and responded. And not much more you can say other than Rushi at crunch time, two straight seasons in baseball, has answered the bell and gotten the job accomplished.
Well, they say pitching and defense is the key, and timely hitting. I mean, it's you know, it's been like that for years and decades in baseball. So they're, you know, it's really nice for them. They only had to use two pitchers in two games too.
Yep.
So everybody's going to be fresh next week, and come back, probably go right back at it again. And mm-hmm. they, you know, who knows what who they hope to draw. I don't know if they have any. You said they're playing the St. Henry,
Adelphus, St. John's at 5.
Do they have any history of with any one of those teams?
Played St. Henry early in the year, beat St. Henry in a St. Henry weekend tournament event, 6-4. Raiders won that game. Neither team pitched their top two or three on the bump in that contest. Rushi won it 6-3, I think, or 6-4. Counts, the first baseman for Rushi, I think through five innings in that contest, pitched well. St. Henry and Rushi have been ranked all year long. Adelphus St. John's, somewhat of a surprise, upsetting Columbus Grove yesterday. Adelphus St. John's and the MAC lost to St. Henry, I think 14-6 in the regular season. They go at it at 5. No doubt Rushi will have some scouts there for that game in Elida. Advantage of playing at 2 o'clock here today. No doubt that game will be witnessed by Rushi, the baseball people, taking copious notes up at Elida today. Other half of the state bracket, Tiffin Calvert was playing Warren John F. Kennedy in one regional at Louisville, east of Canton, and at Lancaster. It was Maoristown White Oak, which is in the south central part of the state, not too far from Circleville. They were playing Berlin Highland from south of Canton, which dropped down to the Lancaster Regional. And Berlin Highland's been ranked number one in the state all year long, putting up big numbers, winning the lopsided scores. So White Oak, Berlin Highland winner against the Tiffin Calvert, which is a repeat Final Four finalist from a year ago. Against John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy went back-to-back years, won it one season, beat Fort Loramie recently in a state semifinal. So you've got some heavyweights. You've got a few surprises. Rushi trying to repeat. It'll be tough to do. It's going to be a strong field, and St. Henry's got a rich tradition in baseball as well, all sports for that matter. So if it's St. Henry, that's going to be a classic matchup. Rushi, St. Henry in a state Final Four, and what, maybe 15 miles at the most separates the two?
Oh, yeah. Just play somewhere in between.
It's kind of unusual how that does happen, the way the regions are aligned. St. Henry playing in the Coldwater District and feeding the Elida Regional for many years. Minster came down from Coldwater to Springfield and was the team to beat, but it gets restructured, mm-hmm. reconfigured every few seasons. So it could be a Rushi St. Henry state semifinal unless Adelphus St. John's pulls off the upset. So much fun. We'll sign off. Say goodbye to you. See you next Thursday. Won't be seeing you. You'll be listening to us. We'll be talking.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you having me these last two games.
Oh, a blast. Absolute blast. Like your insight about Nischwitz, the fine stadium here at Wright State. Actually, the Swift turf didn't come into play all that much, did it?
No, not a whole lot.
No.
They again, routine plays are going to stay routine pretty much, but
right.
It didn't really hurt either team.
No, was not a factor. Sun may have been on a fly ball single by Rushi, which opened up that big three-run fifth inning for the Raiders and led Rushi to the 4-1 win Bryant Billing has returned. Interesting to get a Bryant Billing insight or two on this win by Rushi. After having spoken with players and coaches, Bryant, what did you learn? Braylon Cordonier, obviously very special today. On the hill, he was outstanding. Cordonier was outstanding today, just as Xavier Flippo was yesterday. What did the coaches tell you?
Well, they were very impressed with Braylon's performance today. Coach Flippo said that he even said in the sixth to get a guy warming up in the bullpen in case things went south. But as you guys noted on the air, those batters that were coming up were, I think, 0 for 8 at that point, so they were still pretty confident, just wanted to come out and have a quick talk before they came up, and he brought the heat, and that was enough. He said there at the end, I talked to Braylon too, he said in the seventh, after they got two outs, he was just throwing it just to see how far he could throw it, or how hard he could throw it there in that final at-plate appearance.
Well, I think the word, the adjective was overmatched. He overmatched the hitters for Southeastern down the stretch at the close of that game.
So, yeah, in the sixth inning, he last two outs were strikeouts, one called, and then the last two outs of the seventh inning were also called strikeouts.
So four of the nine and what, the last six batters he faced?
Yeah.
special performance. And, you know, this is tough to do. As we noted several minutes ago, it's been a dozen years since somebody swept this regional back-to-back seasons. And to have a shot to go to Akron and take the state crown 2 years in a row. What an achievement.
And that's something they all talk about, is how they're able to accomplish these things, that they don't let their nerves ever get to them.
Right.
They don't get too high or too low. And one thing Coach Filippo pointed out was, with them having gotten to Dayton in basketball, they have managed to go state three consecutive seasons, obviously, because there's no fall sport at Rushi where many of them are playing, as they do for basketball and baseball. So if that's three consecutive seasons for them making a state appearance, and they're doing this in baseball, having went to state, which was what, Jack, March the 18th or whatever? So it was a quick turnaround to get back out on the ball diamond this spring.
Yeah, it's a unique observation. State Final Four in baseball, state championship a year ago, and then to the state Final Four in hoops in March, and pretty much the same gang back on the ball diamond and off to Akron again.
All five starters, baseball players, number six man off the bench on the basketball team, a baseball player.
And one of the smallest schools in the state of Ohio.
Enrollment-wise, yep.
Oh, what an accomplishment. So proud of the Rushi Raiders, the community, coaching staff, players, families, parents who drive these young kids. Although, I tell you what, they have driven themselves over the last two seasons to this highly successful level of achievement. Bryant enjoyed it very much. Casey alongside, thanks as well. And we'll talk again in the next few days. Get your GPS set for the northeastern part of Ohio.
Canal right? Park, here we go again. I will say, although the drive is not fun from us in southwest Ohio, that is a great facility. So that is one thing to look forward to. And that area all around in downtown Akron makes for a fun trip there. So that is a great environment for the state.
Yep, sure is.
And hey, if we got lucky because we get Dayton down here, the University of Dayton, that is, for boys basketball. So we reap the benefits of having it nearby in March.
I think a hidden lining to the last couple games, Bryant, Casey, Hayden Quinter.
Oh, yes.
Four RBIs, two big singles, scoring a pair of runs in both games. He had been slumping a little bit. Got to give him a lift in that fifth spot in the batting order. A couple of huge hits for Quinter. Shoots his average back over 300. It was up to 380, 390 at one point early in the campaign. Hayden Quinter, two crucial hits 2 days in a row, and Braylon Cordonier cracked one to the 330 sign in this game today. Good to see Braylon unload that power. He can exhibit the long ball at the plate that you don't see on very many Division IV rosters.
That's absolutely right. And I asked Coach Filippo about Hayden. I asked him yesterday, too, getting the big late hit today. He was happy to see that continue today and said it was just a matter of confidence for him at the plate and hopes that he has that going into Akron now after last 3 to 4 great at-bats here in his last 4 at-bats or so in this regional.
Yep, well put. Thanks to our online listening audience, I got a text from Christian Netcast that noted we had 2,900 IP addresses joined late in this game, sometime 5th to 7th inning. Don't know exactly when it was, but we had a great audience. Thanks to our online listeners on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Brant Billing alongside. Thanks to Casey Madison for his insight. So much fun, even more so when you win. Rushi Raiders triumphant. It's a Southeastern club, which was a potent opponent here today, as was Bern Union yesterday for Rushi. But I tell you what, close encounters like these can only make you better prepared for the state Final Four.
And that's something Rushi has on its side. Last 5 tournament games last year all come from behind wins, and they've already faced adversity. This tournament, we saw the Newton game. Had to come back after giving up 5 in the 6th to win that one. Tight extra innings game yesterday and a game that was 1-1 after 4 today.
So the Rushi Raiders advance on. Overall mark now of 25-6 on the season. Heading into the state Final Four. Rushi on a roll. Hitting and pitching at a clip at which they played early on in this campaign. And Rushi is prepared for Akron next Thursday at 4 against St. Henry or Delta St. John's. Again, for Bryant Billing, Casey Madison, our online audience, Jack Kramer saying a late good afternoon to you from here at Wright State University, where the Rushi Raiders have advanced on to the state semifinal next Thursday by defeating the Southeastern Trojans 4-1.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.